in Miami with Andre Johnson, the guest of honor tonight as far as we're concerned. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, so when did you make the trip back to South Florida? Because I had a spy report that you were working out today at the University of Miami.
Yeah, I was. I was training with Vilma and Graham and a couple other guys. So we were down there working out together today. I've been here since Sunday. So I came in town Sunday.
So you haven't been conditioning with the team just yet?
Nah, I haven't.
All right. What are your thoughts, though, as you enter this new era with the Texans? We'll get to the University of Miami stuff in just a few moments.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just, you know, starting over again, you know. You know, we have a new coaching staff. You know, we have there's been a lot of changes made. So you just have to get in there and, you know, go to work and see what happens.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was signed. Obviously, a quarterback will be drafted. You still have T.J. Yates and Case Keenum on the roster. But general thoughts on Fitzpatrick, because he might end up throwing you some passes this year.
You know, I played against him a few times. I wouldn't say I've, you know, seen him a whole lot. But, you know, when he's on, he's on. You know, there are times where he's went out and made a lot of plays. And, you know, he's played big for, you know, teams that he's been on. You know, the one that sticks out in my mind is when he came in the Iowa Stadium and beat us his rookie year, you know, when he was with the Rams. So, you know, I think he can get the job done.
You know, I talked to people here in Miami, Andre, and they all love you, obviously, but they all recognize how special it is that you've been with one team your entire career, and obviously we'd love to keep it that way.
Right,
you've always said you want to be a Texan for life.
Yeah, that's the way I've always felt, you know. But, you know, when you get late in your career, there's some things you can't control. And, you know, you hear the things that people saying he can't do the things he used to do and stuff like that. So, you know, when you get over that age of 30, you know, you're considered old in this game for some reason. I don't know why, even if you still put up big numbers. But, you know, coaches and GMs have their way of looking at things and way of evaluating their teams.
Do you feel as good as you've ever felt or felt in recent years anyway?
Yeah, I feel real good. You know, I feel good. My body feels good. You know, I'm having fun while I'm training. So, you know, I've been able to train with a bunch of guys. I was training with, you know, Arian and Alan Ball and Global Quinn. And, you know, it was just a bunch of us that got together, guys from different teams. We've been training there. And then, you know, to come here and, you know, train with Vilma and Graham and Trail, you know, all those guys, you know, it's a lot of fun. DJ Williams, so it's competitive, you know, when you surround yourself with guys of that talent, you know, and that loves, you know, doing what you're doing.
We were reminiscing about your career earlier at the U, and early on, redshirted as a freshman, and didn't even play a ton in your first year of eligibility because you had a couple of really good receivers in front of you, Santana and Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, I had Reggie and Santana in front of me, so it was pretty much just waiting your turn. I went out there and worked hard every day, and you know, I knew my role, which was, you know, going out there making plays on special teams. And, you know, I think that's what made us so great. You know, as a football team, everyone knew their role. You know, nobody, you know, complained about anything, complained about playing time. When you got your opportunities, you just made the best of them.